And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the Marty 1090 studios with Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty. We're going to be talking tuna fishing today and a lot more. You stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Marty 1090. The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have 3 generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created 2 new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in 2 gear ratios and 2 different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a weight of fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a fun show today, man. Talk about lots to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. Taro, you have been fishing, a fishing machine on that Liberty lately.
Wolfing some pretty serious butt on that thing.
Oh, we've been busy. We've been real busy over the last couple months here. Yeah. Especially with this tuna fish showing up here now.
Crazy.
Yeah. And close to home.
Very close to home. Well, definitely well within our three-quarter-day trip range, and it's something that's been happening maybe within the last week here, where this fish has gotten close and we're able to leave on our regular 5:30 in the morning and fish it all day and get back home. And, you know, it's good fall, summer, and end of summer, fall time fishing. It's good fishing.
And it's fun fishing, too. I mean, they are, when you get a good stop on that Liberty, those things, they're hungry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's one of those styles where you might drive all day, and it's one click of the sonar or one little chipper fish, or you get on the right kelp, and it's a school, and you can go from 0 to 60 really fast. You know, you're definitely hoping for that one or two stops, and you could change your day really quick.
That's always so much fun as an angler. You know, you're hanging out in the Liberty and you're eating a cheeseburger and you're waiting, and you know that the second that clicker's goes off, like it's on. No matter how slow things are before, during, or after, like in 1 second, it's pandemonium. I love that about this kind of yellowfin fishing.
We call it it's boredom to chaos in a controlled chaos in a matter of seconds.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
And the cool thing is that you shifted from fantastic yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands to fantastic yellowfin tuna fishing not that far further.
No, yeah. The guys were catching anywhere from 50 to 100 yellowtail at the islands, mixture grade fish, you know, and then this stuff showed up, and a couple guys got on it in, I think, the beginning of last week or the middle of last week, and we just shifted gears because you never know when this stuff is going to leave or how long it's going to stay, so we want to try to get everybody on it.
Oh, heck yeah. And you're running 3-quarter-day trips. Of course, tomorrow you have the Let's Talk Hookup 2-day trip on the Liberty. Tell us, and it was sold out, now there's actually one spot left.
Yes, yes. Yeah. We're going to be 3-quarter-day in the morning, and then we get back in and we leave on a 2-day on Sunday night, probably around 9 o'clock or something. And then we have our 2-day trips, and then we go back into our 3-quarter-day schedule again, minus a few charters in the middle of towards the end of that week there. But there's definitely our boat's going to be online for the days we're not chartered. We're going to be 3-quarter-day, you know, as long as we can get everybody to go.
That's so cool.
Sure.
Man. That's
so what
cool.
Are you going to do on a 2-day trip, like our Let's Talk Hookup 2-day trip?
You know, kind of depending on how things are going to go, we're definitely going to take a look at this yellowfin, just because it's so close to home, and the opportunity is very, very good. So we're going to take a look at that. There's been some of that bigger bluefin out at the island at Clemente there. We're going to probably go see if we can get in on some of that too, and top off the trip with a trophy.
How rad would that be?
That'd be pretty cool.
You catch a whole bunch of yellowfin day one and then go pull on a 200-pounder on day two?
Yeah.
I can handle that.
You could have a local trip and a long-range trip all combined
yeah,
into one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's pretty amazing.
And eat a Wagyu beef burger while you're at it.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, tell us about that. You got an amazing setup on the Liberty. You basically built the boat to be the premier 3-quarter-day boat, but really it's a multi-day boat. I mean, reality is.
It is. We kind of went and we did the boat a little bit different. We kept our bunks just so on our 3-quarter-day trips, guys that drive down from L.A. or Ventura, or they make that drive down, they can have the opportunity to take a nap on the way home or take a nap on the way out. It's just the creature comforts.
Yeah, awesome.
And then our galley, we changed up the menu a tad bit. You know, we offer some salads. We offer a half-pound Kobe beef burger, which is the
half pound.
The Wagyu beef is a version of Kobe beef. So for those of you that don't know, the Kobe beef, it's like the top of the line.
Yeah.
Those steaks, I think, are they range from $100 to $300. You go to a fancy restaurant and the meat's like massaged or something. But they're pretty high quality beef there.
Yeah. So you serve a half pound Kobe beef burger.
Yep. Sarah and Jerry Sue cook up a.
And it's not $100.
Oh, no. It's, yeah. No. That's we keep it reasonable for everybody. And Sarah and Jerry Sue will they'll ask you guys. You have a couple different choices of cheese. You can put whatever you want on that thing: grilled onions, onions, sweet, bacon, whatever you want. It's something to come out and try for sure, you know.
It's a cliche thing to say because we throw it around all the time, but it really is the truth. I mean, it is a long-range style operation in three quarters of a day. I mean, the food, the fare, the comfort, like, it really, you know, it's all of those things. Like, you know, you figure, like, the top long-range boats, high, you know, they offer the highest level of comforts. And, I mean, I think that's what it is for three-quarter day. I mean, it's the highest level of everything, whether it be the food or the comfort or the fish handling or whatever
fish
it may be.
And also the skill of the captain in the wheelhouse as well as his equipment in the wheelhouse. You guys put all the good stuff on there, right?
Yep, we put all new electronics, our new Furuno sonars, meters. We have everything that I've looked at, you know, working on the American Angler and the San Diego, kind of the schools that I've come from, and kind of what Frank and everybody has been done in the past. You know, we kind of put that long range style into the Liberty. Electronics was mainly the electronics that I've stared at for a long time here, working on the American Angler and also the San Diego. So something very similar. Looking at our crew is all knowledgeable. They weren't really, I shouldn't say handpicked, but they all came and they all wanted to work here. And they are guys that have come from very good boats, and they've wanted to start off a new path. And you know, Enable is one of the new generation kids that we've.
Superstar.
Have in the fleet. Yeah, he's.
He's your.
I'm very
captain.
Glad to have him.
Yeah,
let's just
no
say
kidding.
That I can actually come and take a day off, and sit here knowing that the boat is in very good hands. And there's definitely times where he's working deck, and guys are like, "You're not driving the boat today? Who's driving the boat today?" And so he is definitely making a name for himself, and he definitely is the next. Our next generation here.
Whooping some pretty
shoes,
but
and you have RSW fish holds?
RSW, as far as your fish are all taken care of, as coming from the long range field, you know, we want to have the best quality. We want to provide the pastures with the best quality fish. Every fish is bled, put down in the 35 degree water, and at the end of the day, you get a perfect sushi grade fish, whether it be in a yellowtail, a tuna, we bleed our bass or rockfish, everything.
Wow!
So you get the best quality product that we could possibly give.
And that's a 3-quarter day trip.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Now let's talk about these multi day trips, because if you can't go tomorrow night, grab that one spot left on the Let's Talk Hookup trip. There's another opportunity next Sunday night, and so this is a true 2-day trip. But it's $650, and that includes the food?
And that includes meals. Yes, $650, including your meals, with some snacks here. Sarah will have a little snack platter out for breakfast and lunch, after breakfast and after lunch.
Nice. Like long-range style.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's limited to 24 passengers.
24 people on our 85-footers. Pretty darn nice.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, because you normally carry up to 55.
When we're three quarter day fishing at the Coronado Islands, we can take 60, and then when we fish offshore, we are taking 55, and it sounds like a whole lot, but there's plenty of space.
That's
you know, 85 foot boat, the space between the rail and the house is pretty darn big. Guys can go up and down the rail to follow their fish very easily. Our stern is very big. The space from the edge of the bait tank going towards the back of the boat, you have plenty of room for a couple guys to go back and forth.
Yeah.
If you haven't been on the boat, you have to come try it. It's a very big boat.
No doubt about it. And if you're going on our trip tomorrow night, Dave Dolan's going to be our representative. He has a bunch of prizes to give away. Rapalui's got a Shimano rod to give away, a lot of AFCO prizes, AFCO clothing and such like that. So a lot of prizes for everybody that goes on the trip. It should be a good time. But if you can't make that trip, I hard to believe that nobody's – I mean, there's 23 spots left on the one next Sunday night. That's going to go quickly.
If you want,
because
some...
you watch how fast the one went this week, this week.
Yeah.
It's, as soon as people figured out what a great deal this is and the fish are biting.
Well, if you want some motivation, jump on our Instagram, you know, at Hookup1090 or the Tackle Store. But there, we put up a picture, which I know it circulated a bunch. I'm sure I know it was on Taro's page and on the Liberty. But there, from your last big hit from Big Fish, I mean, it literally looks, there's a picture of you and the crew that looks like you just came back from a 16-day trip. You know, there's a pile of big tunas all gilled and gutted and everything. I mean,
gilled and gutted, perfect.
I mean, literally.
It's a big pile of sushi right there.
It literally looks, it does. It's a picture of the captain and the crew with a pile of giant fish, and it literally looks like, you know, all right, we pulled the fish to unload from a 16-day trip. What's going on right now.
That was your last 2-day trip?
No, that was a charter that we had, a two and a half day charter, and we were able to get in on some of that bigger fish when it was out at the 43. Mm-hmm. When it was anchor style fishing bait. So it definitely felt like being back at Hurricane Bank. You know, you're sitting on the anchor, you're waiting for the current to switch, and you're getting your little flurries and shots, and you get one or two gone, three or four gone. And I think at certain times there was a time where we had seven or eight gone, and it was definitely very good fishing on that bigger grade bluefin.
What was the average size of fish out there?
I would say you had a pretty darn good chance of catching a 100-pounder. I'd say 110 to 130 pounds.
Jeez.
And there were several over 150 caught within the fleet on that day.
Wow.
How about John Freeze from Best Pizza and Pizza Nova yesterday? 220.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Shows you. Anybody can do it if Freeze is getting it.
Hey, man, Freeze's been jacking him this year.
Freeze is a good fisherman. Yeah, he's a good fisherman, for sure. He also had a 50-pound yellowfin, too.
I heard that.
Which was interesting.
That's cool.
There's a big yellowfin mixed in there.
And I mean, the opportunity, that's what's so cool about what's going on right now, is the opportunity, everything. The opportunity to go out, catch a bunch of yellowfin, have a blast. When you get on the right school, catching them all ways, catch them with a lure, catch them with a popper, catch them with bait, and then, you know, you could find a kelp right now and get your quota of Dorado and Yellowtail is available right now. Still great fishing at the Coronado Islands. You know, it's almost hard to remember
because the tuna fishing
is so good, but still great fishing there. And, I mean, absolute awesome opportunity at still, you know, you use the term way too often, but it's the truth. You know, fish of a lifetime at Clemente right now. There was, you know, I know of probably 10 cows caught over the last couple of days at San Clemente with not a lot of boat pressure because everybody was so excited about this yellowfin. There's a lot more people in on the beach. There's not a lot of guys fishing outside and catching those big ones. It's just really, really cool to watch everything that's unfolding right now.
It's pretty fun, yeah. And I put up a video. We went out on my boat Thursday.
That was so much
fun. Ricky was there. We had a good group. And great time. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial and... the ultimate crew member, Steven.
Yeah,
from
he's
over
awesome.
At Barkey. That guy's awesome. And Bryce Miller from San Diego Union Tribune. And just a great group.
Steve Paisel.
Paisel, that's right. Well, I almost forgot about Paisel, but, you know, he was there.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a good trip. And Ricky put on a clinic with the Colt Sniper. They were eating that Colt Sniper,
They
were
biting that thing real good.
Yeah,
that was really, really fun.
Really fun. And I put a little video up. I took a little video after the chaos kind of settled down. Because we were down there pulling on fish. But I put a little video up on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, so check that out. Just a little snippet of what our day was like from the Everingham Brothers bait receiver, which, by the way, the Everingham Brothers just
that bait was
phenomenal job. I mean, the bait we received from the guys at Everingham Brothers on Thursday was just beyond comprehension.
It was very impressive because this is the middle of September with very good biting fish and lots of people in line.
Mm-hmm.
How they were able to kick out the quality of bait that they have right now was very impressive. You know, I mean, you give those guys the free pass because you know how busy and how much work and how much effort goes into it. Kind of expect. I mean, honestly, you know, expecting lesser than what we got, and just, you know, they never disappointed. Everingham Brothers, they're the best. They're the very best at what they do. I mean, again, it's another thing that we always take for granted, but think about that right now. Every single boat that is, you know, that can get themselves 20 miles offshore is going and fishing the elephant tuna right now. All the local sport boats are running full speed. I mean, think about how much bait that is every single day. And they're, you know, no
we're
problem.
So fortunate
come on up. Here
to
we go.
Have those guys.
Yeah, they work hard.
Where do you want us, boys? On this side. Come on over. We got plenty for you. Just yeah. Every time. You know, we take it for granted how, you know, we don't have to go catch bait. We don't have to make our own bait. We don't have to throw cast nets and get bait. We pull up, and they have it every time.
Yeah.
They're the
best. And I'll tell you what, take care of those guys on the receiver,
Straight up,
you're on a private boat. You know, that with the launch ramp closed, there's not as many skips
Good
going
point.
Out.
Yeah.
Man, give those guys a nice tip because they work hard and they earn it.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Fun days for sure. Well, we have got speaking of fun days, we have got an awesome day. So excited to have Captain Taro in here. We got all kinds of great fishing to talk about today. Local and long range, it is biting for sure. And talk about a great guy to have on here in Captain Taro. If you want to join us on the show this morning, there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, not only are we talking all kinds of great fishing today, we are also giving away a great prize, and that's somebody's going to get to go fishing with Captain Taro. We're giving away a three-quarter day trip to go fishing on board the Liberty at the end of the show today. What an awesome opportunity. You're going to get a chance to go in and get on this great yellowfin tuna action or go to the islands, catch some yellowtail. Just a great opportunity. Again, one last shot, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
For East Cape fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Hey, it's always good fishing for the fresh ones at Point Loma Seafoods. That's why they call it the freshest thing in town.
And no doubt about that, man. We ate there yesterday. We do it all the time. There's not a better spot at the San Diego Landings to go grab a killer lunch, grab a cold craft beer than Point Loma Seafoods.
Yeah, they've got it all there. I'll tell you what, sushi, unbelievable. And the fresh fish they have now, fresh swordfish, fresh tuna, fresh yellowtail. I mean, everything's fresh. Fresh crab, fresh... The jump, we always talk about the gourmet shrimp that they have. Real shrimp. Not farm-raised. This is wild shrimp.
They always get really cool stuff out of, you know, Baja types of groupers and, you know, snapper and all kinds of cool stuff. Like, that's some of my favorite stuff to eat at Point Loma Seafoods. They're so killer.
Yeah. Always the freshest thing in town because it is fresh. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Take a ride and be amazed. That's exactly what you need to do when the Sea Keeper demo boat comes to town this month. Starting at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Friday, September 15th to Sunday the 17th. Then the following weekend, September 22nd to the 24th at Big Bay Yachts at Intrepid Landing in San Diego Bay. Then Sea Keeper Boat will head up the coast to Southern California Boat Show, Thursday, September 28th to Sunday, October 1st. This is your chance to check out the Sea Keeper 3, optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, you'll see this gyro is so small, it can fit inside a customized leaning post. And coming soon, the Sea Keeper 2, perfect for your 25-foot boat. To take a free Sea Keeper test ride, just come down to one of the three locations or arrange a specific time through the Sea Keeper website, seakeeper.com, and click Take a Ride to reserve your free Sea Keeper demo ride. Seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty is here in the studio. We dragged him off the boat today because you're there 5-6 days
a week? 5 days a week. If we're strictly three-quarter days on our schedule, I have Tuesday through Saturdays, and I get a weekend day off and a weekday off to get things done. And
okay.
Enable drives the other 2 days on Sundays and Mondays.
All right. Yeah. But you're driving the two-day Let's Talk Hookup
yes.
trip tomorrow night?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that because it gives you lots of options to go 2 days, right?
Yeah, it does. We have a couple different options that we could go do. You know, it was kind of just going and looking at what our best bet is going to be. You know, we can fish that yellowfin. We could head out towards Clemente and try to catch a trophy. Something starts to pop up down the coast there. We can definitely go and do that too.
A lot of options, yeah.
Yeah.
So, how many bunks are on the Liberty? Like, if you're going 3-quarter day trip and how many bunks are available for people that they want to get a bunk?
If we're going three-quarter day fishing, we have 42 bunks.
42 bunks.
42 bunks. There's Six of those are double wide, so they're
okay.
Probably like a queen size.
Uh-huh. Nice.
If we're overnight fishing, we have 36 bunks. We keep a section for the crew to sleep in.
Nice. So 36 bunks still, you're only taking 24. There's lots of room.
Yeah.
You got a lot of room to spread your gear out.
24 people on that boat,
yeah.
They disappear.
I'm not pretty good at math, but I think that's a pretty good opportunity to have a lot of space on the boat.
Yeah, no doubt.
I know all the guys in the tackle store always joke that the bathrooms on the Liberty are nicer than the ones in our house.
Yeah.
You know,
shower, bring a towel, right?
Definitely bring a towel. Bring your shower kit. We have showers for everybody to use.
Nice.
Yeah. We have four bathrooms. We have four. Two of them have showers. The other two are just basic vanity and a toilet there.
Nice. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, the phones are packed. They want to talk to you, Taro, so let's jump into it.
You got it, man. How about we start it off this morning up in Dana Point and talk to Chuck. Chuck, good morning. Thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, guys. Morning. Hey,
good morning.
Man, that boat is something else. I tell you, that three-quarter day with a bunk. I don't feel drunk coming home because all that sea and stuff, and you guys just did a heck of a job. And then talk about the food. Sarah knocks it out of the park. If you haven't had one of her ambers, man, you're missing out.
Yeah, she's
awesome. I want to say happy birthday to my son, Chuck. He's been deckhanding with Whoopi down here and just having a blast. So we can't wait to come back down to San Diego. Really appreciate the work you guys do.
Thank you, Chuck.
All right.
We hope to see you back.
For sure. Happy birthday. See you later.
All right. Well, let's jump right back into the phones. This time, talk to Hills. Call us from Ventura. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question for Taro is, if say you got a whole boat full of guys all fishing the flatballs, and they're fluttering around, is there the tangles and stuff? Like, should everybody be fishing the same size flatball so they kind of go down the same, or so? And what's the etiquette with the flat balls, is there anything to be careful of? Be courteous and stuff?
One of the things that we've seen, when we were fishing that bluefin here, there was a lot of fish caught on those flat falls, and let's just say on our three quarter day offshore trip where there's 50 guys fishing, a lot of your fishing is going to be done on the windy side, drift side, and the main thing about fishing on that side is just making sure that you have a little bit of angle in your line, just to kind of make sure that it's in front of you. For the guys fishing those flat falls on the downwind side, you guys got to give it a little bit of a cast and just make sure your line never goes under the boat, because you're sinking that thing out a couple hundred feet, so it's going to take some time, and a kind of a long cast is very, very important. But most of your bites are definitely going to be on the fall. I mean, that's when 90% of the bites are. You definitely get them on the wind end, but as soon as you get down that far, it's almost time to wind up and start over again. It's very active fishing, communicating with everybody. That's kind of one of the biggest things that we try to get everybody to do, is we try to get you guys to start talking to each other and trying to get to know each other, and working as a team and going over and under, and trying to, some of the guys that might have done it a few times helping out the guys that might have not done it a few times, or kind of new to the fishing deal. But to answer your question, it's just making sure that you're in front of your line and you're not going under the boat if there's a lot of folks.
Yeah, for sure.
Long drift and a lot of people in the way, that can be an advantage. Get on the downwind side, make cast. You got the whole side of the boat to yourself. Make a nice long cast, and when it gets straight up and down, line it up and start over. And
yeah. Just like Tara says, the key is not let go under the boat.
Yep.
Because then you get in trouble, especially if you hook something.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Hills.
All right, let's jump back into it. Talk to Paul. He's calling us from Bellflower this morning. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Paul?
I want to ask the captain how he got his start.
How I got my start? I'd say it was probably when I was in my teens. I started as a pinhead on the new C4th with Doug Reed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started pinheading over there, and after I graduated, literally graduation night, I was on the Orion with Tommy Ebner working on his boat there. It was mainly at C4th is kind of where I started, and jumping from the boats there. Mainly it was working with Ryan Boshin when he had the Mission Bell, and from the Mission Bell I went over to the American Angler for 9 years.
9 years on the American Angler.
Yeah, I worked with Brian and Sam there from 2005 to the beginning of 2014, and then
they were bummed to lose you.
Yeah, and then right after that, I went back and worked with Ryan. So I worked with Ryan first. I left Ryan's boat to go work with Brian and Sam, and then I went back to work on the San Diego when Ryan was going to have his daughter, and then that's kind of when I started to drive the San Diego in 2014.
Wow! And then the guys at Fisherman's Landing put together this opportunity. What was that like?
That was definitely one of those things where it caught me off guard. I wasn't really ready for it. I don't think anybody that gets into this is, it's like fishing. It's like, oh man, it just happens.
Yeah.
It's
like, how would you like to have your own boat? It's like,
yeah.
Whoa.
It's like, hey, why don't you go do this? And Ryan and Frank, graciously came up and approached me about the opportunity, and I had to think about it for a little while. So, we went back on we take our El Salto trip in December, and we went down there and I fished. I talked to Ryan about it, and he gave me his thoughts, and I came back. I had a meeting with Frank, and Frank was on the phone with the broker for the boat as I walked in his office, and he said, "Are you in?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, sure, I'm in. Yeah." So I kind of just threw it at me, but I'm very glad that they did. They kind of gave me the push to go and do it, and here I am.
And then how many months did you work on the Liberty to get it to where it is today?
We worked on that thing for 7.5 months.
Wow.
We brought it down here in January of 2016, and we ran our first trip July 15th. And we worked on that thing until July 15th every day.
Wow.
But it shows. I mean, the boat turned out so, it's perfect. I mean, it really is. Like, just getting to, it was so fun getting to see what it started as, you know, when the boat came down to getting to see the thing on the water now. It's pretty darn cool.
Awesome. I remember for a day at the docks, it was under the tarp. And I missed the buzz was, what's under the tarp? What's under the tarp?
Oh, you have to wait till July to see it, right? Yeah. Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Good question.
Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting in the Baja. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour, standing by. And today, the Catch Report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and the famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego land. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro.
Cast man.
What's up, Cass?
Hey, man, that Liberty sounds like a hell of a boat. I'm telling you, man. I think that'd be really, really comfortable. But, man, for a three-quarter day boat, I think, man, that'd be a nice long-range boat. But
it's our kind of style there, Castman.
Oh, I'm telling you. Got those bunks, you know, go out, take a little siesta going out, take a siesta coming back. And
oh, yeah.
Very, very nice. But anyway, well, we got another hurricane running around down there close to the Baja. Thank God this one appears to be a little bit southwest of Cabo, and it's kind of moving really slow, but the way it's tracking, they're looking for it to probably make landfall somewhere around Mag Bay. Let's keep our fingers crossed that it does skirt Cabo. They, you know, like I say, they just got Lydia, Tropical Storm Lydia, dumped a lot of rain there about a week to 10 days ago, and they're just barely getting that place cleaned up, and let alone have something else hit. So. But right now, the good news, you know, we were talking for 2 years, the absence of Dorado. Well, they're in now, and there's still a lot of little ones, but there's quite a few big ones there. And what's nice, the reports I get, is the anglers are releasing those small ones, you know, those 5, 6, 7, 8 pounders, and letting them grow up, which will help. It'll keep that Dorado bite going for the next few years. But it looks like the Dorado are back. Still yellowfin tuna there in that that area there, just around Punta Gordo there in the Iman Bank, San Luis Bank, Vinarama area. That's the area that most of the East Cape boats hit, and, of course, both the Ponga fleets from San Jose del Cabo hit. But that's still very good. Billfish-wise, striped marlin, a few sails in the mix. Not a really, really good bite. They're seeing a lot of fish, except there must be a lot of bait in the water because it's keeping those fish from biting. But they are getting a few. Of course, we got the Bisbee Black and Blue, the biggest tournament, marlin tournament there, coming up next month in October. And, you know, that they're waiting for those blue marlin, which aren't in big numbers right now, but there's still time for them to show up. But they are getting an occasional blue and occasional black marlin at this time. As far as the other ports go, Mazatlan, just a so-so bite on sailfish. They're also getting Dorado there. But, you know, that's the report for this week. Let's keep our fingers crossed and say a little prayer for those folks down at the Southern Baja. They don't get hit too bad with that Hurricane Norma that's heading up their way. But that's the report. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, and the other destinations we sell, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And Pete and Ricky, I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Man, Cash, great fishing, great opportunities right now. Lots of spots back and forth. So great information. We certainly appreciate that always, and we'll look forward to hearing another report next week.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Cass, man.
All right. Hey, lobster season. It opens September the 30th. Make sure that you gear up with the best performing lobster gear on the market. It's from Promar. There's no doubt about it. Based in SoCal, Promar products are designed by fishermen for fishermen. They offer everything you need for a successful evening of lobster hooping, including the new Ambush XL, which is a 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. You can visit Promar on the Facebook, or you can check them on the web at promarnets.com.
That Ambush XL is an awesome net.
Best thing on the market,
yeah,
no doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Gear up. I can't believe September 3rd. That's like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah,
it's coming
for sure. Hey, let's head down to Cedros Island right now, and our Let's Talk Hookup trip is on with Cedros Kayak Fishing, and Jeff Marani is on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Pete. How's it going?
Hey,
great.
Doing great.
Doing over there?
What's up, Jeff?
Doing good. We're sitting here just a little bit north of the salt factory. We got to fish yesterday for a couple hours, and we got into the yo-yo iron yellows right away here at Playa Tulita. I'm sitting out here with Chris Minnick right now, side by side. Just took some photos of a nice 20-plus pound yellowtail on the yo-yo scrambled egg again. And I know Ron was screaming at us a minute ago. He's out in 170 feet getting some fish out there, too. So we're having a great time. Loving life over here. Beautiful weather. And the fish are biting.
Oh, it sounds so cool. Awesome. And you're there. This is the short trip. This is you're going to get 2.5 days of fishing in.
Absolutely, yeah. We had good yellows yesterday for a couple hours, and we're already into them bright and early this morning here. So, yeah, we'll be fishing today and tomorrow down here and having a great time. We got a really good group here, and so looking forward to giving you guys a real nice report when we get back.
Oh, fantastic. Well, nice to hear, and I know you have Ron Lane from Fast Lane there, and you're fishing, of course, those Hobie Mirage Drive Outbacks that you have there, as well as I know you have the best equipment there and a mothership there with David aboard that watching you. And I know you're all sold out this year, and spots are already going fast for next year's Cedros Kayak Fishing, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, for next year, we're looking really, really good already. There's about 10 spots left for next year, so I
that's
may
it?
Add a few trips. That's it. I mean,
that's
it's everyone that's come this year has signed up at dinner at, you know, at the table at our last night. They've already picked their dates and locked in for next year. So, yeah, you know, that's what makes our place nice. You know, it's nice, small, very personal, and we got great guides like Ron Lane and Afrin Abutin and Kevin Nakata doing a bunch of trips next year too. So, we're just real excited with how everything's going. And Pete, as always, you're always taking great care of me, and I just thank you so, so much for all you do for me.
Oh, man. Well, it's a great operation, and it's really, really fun to do. If you want to go have venture of a lifetime aboard a kayak, and, of course, you can fish on the Ponga, too. CedrosKayakFishing.com. Jeff, how do we get a hold of you again?
That's perfect right there, CedrosKayakFishing.com, or you can email me, Jeff@CedrosKayakFishing.com, or just call me direct, 760-412-2507. Love talking about the island. Even if you're traveling down here with someone else, I want everyone that comes here to be super prepared and having a great time. So anytime, anyone, give me a call about Cedros, for sure.
All right. Congrats, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. From the water, sitting on his kayak.
How cool is
hi,
that, dude?
From the water. Say hi, you guys. Say hi. Woo!
There it is. All right. Appreciate that very much. And,
all right. Talk to you guys
later.
Talk
to you real soon. Continue to have fun. Hey, a line open at 877-792-1090. You want to get through, there's your chance.
Think about how much things have changed as far as information sharing with Let's Talk Hookup. You know, I mean, years and years and years ago, a, you know, high seas radio, you know, satellite phone
KMI
call, yeah, you know, from, you know, a sideband radio from Frank Lopresti at,
yeah,
you know, Clarion Island was the biggest thing in the world. And now there's guys that are sitting on kayaks at Cedros on their iPhone calling in. Hey, man,
yeah,
they're biting. How cool is that?
It's pretty awesome.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. They are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Taro. We're going to talk to Bob. He's called us from Spring Valley this morning. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Good morning.
Hey, I appreciate having this Taro fella down. Hey, a guy wants to go out fishing overnight or do the two-day. About how many jigs, different color, different weights, would a person need, i.e. like the flat fall and the sniper? And what colors?
Right now, it seems like if you have a couple Colt snipers, you know, various colors, because there isn't really a hot color. I would stick with the colors that would probably resemble an anchovy or resemble a sardine. But have a couple, three of those flat falls as well. Our last trip out to Clemente, we had a shot right as it was cracking gray on the glow and the dark ones. We hooked nine bluefin. It was pretty much dark, but they were that smaller grade of that 15 to 25 pound fish, but a little school swam on through, and everybody that was down there with a flat fall, and 90% of them were glow in the dark ones, that 160 gram and the 200 gram ones. So it I would definitely have a couple of those, maybe three or four of those. But on the flat falls, make sure you have a leader on them, 130 pound fluorocarbon, 150 pound fluorocarbon. Just in the event that you do hook a bigger one, you kind of have that little leader for the chafing. But I would say a couple of each would definitely be sufficient. You don't have to go crazy and bring 10 or 12 of each jig, but I would definitely have a couple of them in your tackle box for sure.
That's all right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do, but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed. Taro Takeuchi from the Liberties here. We have a line open. Been busy morning all morning. Here's your chance. 877-792-1090. You have a chance to go fishing on the Liberty with Captain Taro. We're giving away a three-quarter day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, I'm only kidding. What a great opportunity to be going three-quarter day fishing right now with such... I mean, it's almost... I guess it's not hard to decide because that yellowfin's so good, but there's got to be a little part of you that's almost like, gosh, which direction do we go? I mean, there's so many good areas of yellowfin at your fingertips, and I mean, I'm sure that yellowtail fishing is still just as good as it was at the Coronado Islands. I mean, it's nice to have some options right now.
It is. It's, boat driver. It's definitely nice to have options. You know, given the islands a little bit of a break,
yeah,
maybe some of the sea lions will go to sleep and leave us alone. Or, but to have this tuna at our fingertips right now is very, very nice.
Cool. And not have to deal with any sea lions, though.
Yeah. Sharks sometimes.
Sharks.
But,
yeah, a lot of hammerheads.
There's some hammerheads
talking
around.
About that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's where the tuna are, right? Where the hammerheads are.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's some cool stuff. You could definitely tell it was fall. Like, it was fun, you know, when I got a chance to fish with Pete on his boat, which, by the way, dude, you did. That boat is killer, man. I loved it. That was really fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're fishing in, you know, in killer, you know, killer blue water with the elephant tuna schools. We saw hammerhead, saw tropic bird. I mean, there was
we saw tropic bird.
That was really cool. There's all kinds of cool stuff around right now.
73-degree water.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Kelps with dorados and yellows. I mean, it's just, and it's close. It's close to home, and it's fun, easy fishing. And the, you know, don't get me wrong, it's still crowded, but crowds are definitely dwindling a little bit smaller. And kids back in school, it's just a fun time to be a fisherman right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, hey, fun time to have a CCA calendar from Bill Varney right now, because if you're number 2755, you win this month's drawing, which is a $100 set of hookup baits. So congratulations. Check the back of your Bill Varney CCA calendar. Number 2755 is the big winner this month of the CCA calendar, and watch for that CCA calendar. I know Bill's busily working on the 2018 model of the calendar, so watch for that coming out very, very soon. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Let's talk to Gus. He's calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, you guys. Yo, Rick. Yo, Pete. Yo, Taro.
How you doing?
What's up, Gus?
Excellent. Hey, I have a question. You guys probably get back to the dock, I'm thinking maybe 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sometimes.
No.
We are scheduled to be in at 5 o'clock, but we have the luxury of having a second license on pretty much every trip. So there's certain times where we might get in a little bit later, between 5 and 7 o'clock.
My question is regarding fish processing.
Mm-hmm.
Are the usual gang of fish processors available at that time?
I know that Five Star does come down, and if you make an appointment with Fisherman's Processing, maybe they might come down. Maybe Rick can elaborate on that one. But I've had passengers in the past come on down to the boat and then ask if one of the guys will come and meet them, and we could definitely give them a call. Five Star has come on down with a few hours notice. We could always call up the office on kind of on our travel home, and we can give Drew a call or give the guys there a call. And we've had a five star representative come on down and pick up fish. The only thing about that is getting in between 5 and 7 at night, you wouldn't be able to pick up your fish until the following morning. I think that's the deal there. Yeah.
The best thing to do with Fisherman's Processing is just to give them a call and just tell them what you're doing. And if you're going, and you can make a reservation, and just see what they'll do. See what they'll do for you. So that's the best thing to do, Gus, is just call Fisherman's Processing, see if they'll cooperate and be down there for you.
Yeah,
if there's enough people that want to use the service, I'm sure they'd be there.
What about, do you guys do any fish filleting on the boat still? I mean,
we definitely do. Our guys are very, very good at it, and we definitely we offer that service just for a small fee.
Yeah.
Nice. Very
good. You
can
step off the boat with your fillets and ready
and
to roll.
Walk right off the boat.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Jim. He's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, Pete. Morning, Rick. Morning, cuz. Always good to talk to my cuz, you know.
How you doing, cuz?
Anyway, I was lucky enough to get in. This question may be for Rick or Tara. I was lucky to get in on that yellowfin. We were fishing that Colt Sniper 80 gram, 100 gram 50 and 60 pound test, but pulled a lot of hooks. The hooks are strong on that cold sniper, but kind of small. Rick, do you recommend maybe going to a little bigger treble hook or a single hook on that cold sniper there for those yellowfin?
What do you think, Taro?
Knowing you, cuz, I think you're a pretty strong guy. You might need to back off your drag a little bit, though. Maybe a softer fishing pole. But
I picked that up with fishing with you on the American Angler when you were on those long range trips.
Yeah.
I went with you.
On my Colt Cybers, because I change out the hooks mainly to that single one. I don't know if it's VMC. I think they offer an inline single hook, and that's the one that I change it to. It gives it a bigger bite. You might not get the fish that slap at it, and you kind of might not get the ones that don't fully commit. But the ones that commit, you kind of get that bigger gap in that hook, and you get them.
For the fish that we're fishing right now, probably that treble hook is fine. There's lots of opportunities. The grade of fish that you're catching is probably not going to pull off unless you're fishing 160 pound and pulling as hard as Jim does. But, you know, for the most part, with an 8-foot rod and 30-pound or 40-pound, that stock hook, for what we're catching right the second, yellowfin-wise, probably fine. For those bigger bluefins, I change it for sure. My favorite hook is that Gamakatsu Octopus 4 Extra Strong hook. Same hook I really like for changing out to Wahoo Bombs. Just like a slightly longer shank, you know, heavy-duty wire J-hook, you know, like a 8-0 size, you know, 7-0, 8-0, 9-0, something like that, but like a nice stout J-hook. That's my favorite.
All right. There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Scott Sherman, Snap Insurance. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, morning, guys. Another good show. Good fishing on the yellowfin out there yesterday. It was a pretty good day. Lots of boats on the water, though. My goodness. But the one advice I would give, if you find people who have the school biting around them, you know, be polite, be courteous, pull in quiet, and do your thing. But and there were some
or don't pull on at all. Go find your own.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I mean, it was yesterday was a prime example. We got on a school. We had them biting off the corner, you know, and after jig stop, and a couple boats came in. No big deal. They were, you know, they were keeping their distance, and we all kind of worked together and got it going. And then all of a sudden, this big giant private sport fishing yacht comes pulling right into the middle of the circle at high speed, and the fish disappeared. And it's like, you know, have some common sense out there.
No doubt. I can tell you what we did is there was on Thursday, there was a ton of boats around, and there was little pockets where it's just like, I mean, it's like a party or something like that. Everybody parties in this little pocket, and they're all sitting there, and you look at them, they're the binos, and they're pretty much nobody's catching anything. We just kept on driving until we got a jig strike, and we had an hour and a half stop all by ourselves.
I get claustrophobic with that many boats around me. I just don't like it. I don't even if they're biting a little bit. It's just not it's not what we came out here to do. You know, like even if you are gonna pick away at ones and twos with a bunch of guys, that's just not what we're here for. I mean, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, Pete pointed us in a direction away from everybody else, but still had good water in it, and we drove and. You get away from everybody a couple miles, and oh my God, look at that meter mark! And by the time, you know, by the time we saw that fish coming on the screen, we looked back and watched, you know, a triple jig strike and to limits.
Right.
Done.
And thank God, Paisel told us to put the cedar plug in. Right.
they were biting.
They want that cedar plug. That's anyway, Taro, advice. I mean, you'd have to deal with this every day.
It's one of those things where if you think about the style that we're fishing is we're fishing schools, and if you look at If you look at it from a commercial fishing point of view, so you've got this giant school, and you have one or two boats, and commercial fishing is you are fishing that same school, and you're like, I'm talking about the pole and line guys, and those are the guys that are fishing that same school, and basically if you can keep that school together. You're definitely going to catch them, but you start piling on 4, 5, 6, 10, 20 or so boats, now that school spreads out, and you don't catch them. So you're almost hurting yourself and hurting everybody else kind of by piling in on everybody, because now you're spreading out that school, and rather than getting 4, 5, 6 bites or having that school together, you're spreading it out to where now you're probably not going to catch any.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it's almost better to try to go find your own school, because then you've increased your chances of getting more bites than just floating there and waiting for one. You know, you kind of want to be able to get bites, and it's almost finding something fresh.
And this is ideal fishing for a guy in a private boat. I mean, it's jig strike fishing. There's there's not a lot of visual sign. I mean, there's not
up on a kelp.
Yeah, I mean, it's troll around. You know, your 25-foot Parker has, you know, very similar odds of getting stopped as the 85-foot Liberty. You know, I mean, you're doing the same thing. And you know, Taro was a perfect example. You said yesterday your good stop didn't come until late in the afternoon, and as soon as you got it, you just pile them on. Like, don't be frustrated if you don't get, you know, your first stop within the first hour. Sometimes it takes a lot of driving around, but once you do, they're hungry right now.
Yeah.
Your stop will come if you stay persistent at it.
Being persistent is the main thing, and having patience. And, you know, I've watched, I mean, being out there for the last three or four days here now, looking at everybody, there's skiffs getting bit, there's sport boats getting bit, but it's finding the right school at the right time. Whether it's the 25-foot Parker or the 85-foot Liberty, it's finding the right school at the right time and finding the right kelp. We had a stop on a kelp the other day, and there were some yachts and skiffs getting stops on kelps too. So it's fishing. It is just fishing. You know, you just have to go out there and fish, and fishing while looking at boats is a little bit different than going out there and fishing for yourself.
Indeed.
And you definitely have the opportunity to go and fish for yourself here now.
And Sherm, did you get him yesterday?
Yeah, we got into the yellowfin, and it was interesting. You know, some of them were in that small little 10-pounders, and then a few came through in that 25-pound range. So, I mean, it was good fishing, and you're talking about the kelps. I mean, we got that jig strike because I saw about a trash can-sized piece of kelp trolled by it, and all of a sudden the jigs went off, and we threw out the bait, and then you sit there and catch them right off the corner. Every bait that went in the water, they were right there. You just keep one or two chumming to keep them around the boat, and then throw in a bait, and they were all over it.
Gotta love it,
well,
man.
Well done, Scott.
Well done. And who insures your boat?
Staff insurance, you know, those guys.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah, for sure. All right, Scott.
I wanted to, real quick, too, Rick was talking about the options out there. Our biggest decision yesterday was go for the yellowfin or top off the tanks and head up and go for the big bluefin, but we went for the yellowfin, went by the islands on the way home, and just to let you know, the dogs haven't gone to sleep over there. They're still
they're
on you quick. They're on you real quick.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Scott. Well, thanks for the fish report. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. Plus, we're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Take a ride and be amazed. That's exactly what you need to do when the Sea Keeper demo boat comes to town this month. Starting at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Friday, September 15th to Sunday the 17th. Then the following weekend, September 22nd to the 24th at Big Bay Yachts at Intrepid Landing in San Diego Bay. Then Sea Keeper boat will head up the coast to Southern California Boat Show, Thursday, September 28th to Sunday, October 1st. This is your chance to check out the Sea Keeper 3, optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, you'll see this gyro is so small, it can fit inside a customized leaning post. And coming soon, the Sea Keeper 2, perfect for your 25-foot boat. To take a free Sea Keeper test ride, just come down to one of the three locations or arrange a specific time through the Sea Keeper website, seakeeper.com, and click Take a Ride to reserve your free Sea Keeper demo ride. Seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com. And find a dealer near you.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them the bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.